From their football to their carnival and dancing, Jamaicans love Brazil. And according to Jampro, the government's trade and investment promotion agency, Brazilians feel the same about Jamaica. With that in mind, Jampro is aggressively working to establish a trade relationship with the South American country, which will see more Jamaican products available for consumption by the Brazilian people. We hear more about this on today's program. With the Rio 2016 Olympics right around the corner and a significant chunk of attention expected to swing Jamaica's way once the track and field events kick off, Jampro believes the timing is ideal for Jamaican goods and services to make inroads within the Brazilian marketplace. The idea is to make a long-lasting impression.
What we're looking at is what was the best way to get into a market of 204 million. So separate and apart from the Olympics, which is a one-time event, we must recognize that we have 204 million people there in an economy that was once third world and is really now moving into first world.
Vice President of Export and Marketing at Jampro, Robert Scott. Mr. Scott says preliminary examination of the Brazilian marketplace suggests that there are strong challenges to overcome, first of which is the language barrier, as Brazilians speak Portuguese. The second is the fact that there are 85 different taxes to contend with when trying to import products into the country. Jampro has, however, come up with a solution, which they believe can help circumvent these two major challenges.
And what we've come up with is licensing. So what we want to do is to find companies in Brazil who will manufacture that product. Because if we're going to be shipping it in, it's going to be expensive and difficult. So find companies there who will manufacture and distribute. The method within which you will earn would be royalties. So it's a game changer, it's a different approach, and this can be for many remote markets where we may not have a sort of footprint.
Jampro recently staged a sensitization seminar, inviting local companies interested in licensing or franchising their goods and services in Brazil. The seminar gave attendees a clear picture of the trade regulations of the country, as well as the steps necessary to protect their intellectual property rights.
We can tell you that there's at least one franchise or one local restaurant that is looking very favorably, and they have commented a long time ago. We're looking at another Jamaican company that has also gone into franchising to come. We're also looking at a number of persons who own brands for them to go in and license their apparel. So we're looking from the food service and on the apparel side to get into that market.
The Brazilian government has been very helpful in establishing connections with potential licensing partners.
So we're working again with the embassy. We're working with Apex Brazil, which is the equivalent of Jampro in Brazil. So they sent us a number of organizations that they think will partner with us. So in other words, we're not going there and hoping to buck up on anybody. We're starting a process already. We've started a process now, which is now about sensitizing the market and those persons who wish to explore it. We start the conversation here, and then we go into market and have those conversations.
The sensitization process continues, and Jampro is slated to visit Brazil later this year to get a first-hand analysis of the country's marketplace. Mr. Scott is confident that Jamaica has the products and services to make a real impact in Brazil and open the door to more partnerships with South America and the rest of the world.
There is a strong affinity for Jamaica in that market, but it's the business side that is the challenge. But they love Jamaica, they love our food, they love our music, they love our sporting abilities. So if we can create a business model around those things which is loved in that market and to circumvent in a legal manner the business issues, then I think we have something that we can work with. But it's going to take time.
Vice President of Export and Marketing at Jampro, Robert Scott.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.